Unity tends to attract spiritual seekers. One thing about us spiritual seekers is that we love to seek. We're always searching for that one idea or that spiritual tool or practice or experience that's going to spark our awakening, right? So we take classes and workshops and retreats. We read books and blogs and magazine articles. We spend time together studying, exploring, praying, worshiping, all looking for that one insight that's going to change our lives. Well, this is all right. This is great. In fact, it's wonderful. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Yeah, we really share from our hearts. We share our journey. It's beautiful. But sometimes I think that we're more comfortable being spiritual seekers than spiritual finders. Because we keep looking for the answers that are right in front of us. You see, we already know the most powerful spiritual insights and practices. We don't need to find them. We need to use them. And we can start with one very simple practice that you already know, you're probably very good at. It's free, it's natural, it's easy. You can practice it any time, day or night, in any situation, at any moment. It's the practice of being grateful. Now, I know some of you are thinking, oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. I know gratitude is important. But do you? Do you really practice it? Because if you're not putting it into practice, you don't really know it. You might know it in your head, but you don't know it in your heart. You don't know if it works because you're not using it. So this is sometimes called the I know that syndrome. I used to do this too. I'm thinking back when I first got into Unity, and it seemed like inevitably every spiritual message, every spiritual teacher or minister, no matter really what they were talking about, the end conclusion would be, so you need to pray and meditate. Pray and meditate, pray and meditate. And I think, yeah, I know that. What else have you got? Because honestly, I was too lazy to do it. That's the truth, right? But these tools, when they're used, they're transformational. Prayer and meditation and gratitude, which actually is even easier. It doesn't require any training. You don't have to practice over a period of months to get better at it or anything like that. You can do it right now. You can do it very simply and naturally from your heart. So observe. I just want to thank you for all being here today. It means so much to me to see you here. It really fills my heart when we're together like this. Thank you. Your lights are shining so brightly. I want to thank our sound team and our live streaming team who've been working for months, if not years, to create this momentous breakthrough today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie, back in the booth. I want to thank our beautiful music team today, Nancy and Elaine and Shelley and Boyd, singing from their hearts, lifting our spirits. Thank you so much. I want to thank each and every one of you for the gifts that you bring into this community. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this amazing new day that we are starting together. Thank you for this experience of life. Thank you for the joy of unity and the overflowing blessings from Unity Renaissance. See how easy that is? Didn't take very long, and yet it has impact. At least it had impact on me. I hope you felt some effects from it as well. It kind of moved me more in my heart space. If I went on too long there, I'd be tearing up. I believed it shifted the energy in the sanctuary, and possibly even raised the vibration a little bit. You see, through a regular practice of gratitude, we can move into an entirely new dimension. Move into that sense of oneness with all that is and be in our hearts In fact, the practice of gratitude can change everything. So you may be familiar with this popular quote from Meister Eckhart, the great Christian mystic. He said, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. It will be enough. Enough for what, you might ask? Enough for us to know God. It's enough. And really, isn't knowing God what our spiritual search is all about? We may not use those terms, but we're longing for that sense of connection with the divine, with something greater than ourselves, with a higher and broader perspective. We want to see from that higher view. We want to be like Jesus and be in the world, but not of it. Meister Eckhart is telling us that if that's what you want, if you want a closer connection with the divine, be grateful. Say thank you. Most of us are pretty good at expressing our gratitude when the occasion calls for it. For example, at Thanksgiving, which I can just hardly believe is a month. It's just 1 month away. Can you believe that? But if your household is like mine, we have the regular ritual before eating, and we go around the dinner table, and each person says what they're most thankful for. And maybe just the tiniest little brief blip of a moment before everyone's attention turns back to the turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce and all of that. But in that moment, there's a little magic. In that pause, however brief, there's a palpable sense of the presence of God. You see, simply by taking a moment to say thank you, or to feel gratitude. Well, we can create that same experience. We can experience the presence of God at any time in our daily life by doing the same thing, by pausing for a moment to go here and shift our view a little bit and appreciate. And the main thing is just remembering to do it, is it not? We have busy lives. But remembering that one thing, remembering to practice gratitude, it changes every aspect of our lives if we do it consistently. It improves our health. It's good for our emotional well-being. It helps us grow spiritually. It's particularly good for the cells of our body. So some of you may remember, it's pretty popular, this scientist named Masaru Emoto. Everybody remember him? Wrote the book, The Hidden Messages of Water. Very powerful insights. So he was looking into the effects of human consciousness on the molecular structure of water. And so he conducted these various experiments where he would take water and put it in different glasses, and then he would expose each of those glasses to different words and pictures and actually music also. And what he found is that the water that was, and he actually just put labels on the water glasses, the water that was labeled, he froze it and he looked at the crystals. Did I say that? He looked at the crystals, the ice crystals, and examined them. And what he found is that when he looked at those crystals, those that had been in a glass that was labeled fear, or anger, or violence, or hate, that all of those looked kind of scary, that they looked sort of distorted, whereas the ones that were more positive, around love and compassion and kindness, but they had the most exquisite beauty, these crystals under the microscope, and that in fact the very most exquisite of them were those that were associated with love and gratitude. And so now we're ready. So here's what, here gives you an idea of what it looks like, and those kind of creep you out even just looking at them, don't they? Also, the words underneath, you make me sick, I will kill you, and the PC could be in danger. It's like bad vibes there. Hang on back there, Richard. You fool, but look at the next one. Look how different when we look at love and gratitude. Isn't that amazing? That's absolutely amazing. It's gorgeous. So when you consider that almost two-thirds of your body is made up of water, and consider that this impact on these water glasses was just through putting a label on there, you know, just the intention of the experimenter as he was creating this experiment. So you just think for a moment of the impact on the cells of your body, two-thirds which is water, when you are internalizing messages of hate or fear or anger versus messages of love and self-worth and acceptance and compassion and gratitude. So, which would you rather fill your body with? Which way do you want your cells to look? It's really just that simple, you see? It's a way in which we can generate greater health inside of ourselves. Which way do you want your body to be, and which way do you want your life to be? Because we can actually use gratitude to shift our emotional state and to bring us into a higher level of awareness. So for about 18 months now, I've been practicing heart math. Heart math is a technique that I personally love, where you simply are breathing in and out through your heart. You imagine breathing in and out through your heart, and you bring into your consciousness a feeling of care, or something that generates in you a feeling of care or compassion or especially appreciation. And I usually think about my children or my granddaughter, or honestly, a lot of times I think of you. I think of all of you. Your faces come to mind. I picture us with our hands up in the peace song at the end of the service. And I become so grateful. And what I have found is that in tracking my coherence, and coherence is simply your heart-mind alignment, spirit too, that always the very highest level of coherence happens when I'm grateful. When I'm actually so grateful, all I can say is thank you, thank you. God, thank you, God. And then I feel a major, major shift. So here's what it looks like in heart math. That's kind of what your heart rhythm is on the left there when you're in a state of frustration. Kind of goes along with those ugly cells we looked at earlier. And look what happens when you go to appreciation. And you know, when you're filled with angst, it kind of feels like this. And when you're filled with gratitude, it feels like a flow. It's a choice we can make. And it looks like this when we show it in the human body. You're going about your day. This is what's running inside of you. Which would you rather have? Well, there's one more reason why gratitude is a compelling practice, and it's simply this. When we are thankful for what we have, we get more of it. Isn't that great? That is so awesome. In Unity, we say, what we appreciate, appreciates. And it simply means that what we are grateful for grows. It's because we put our attention on it, because we give it power. And it grows. So you can try this at home, or you can try it here today. Very simple ways. You can be very strategic about this. For example, an easy level, you can say to someone who greeted you today, I just want to thank you for giving me that hug. I was feeling so sad when I walked in the doors today. That really meant a lot to me. And perhaps a little more strategically, when you get home, thank you for mowing the lawn. Oh my God, it looks so great. You even did the edging. It looks beautiful. Thank you for this wonderful dinner. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky with the meals that you make. You can take that to even finer levels of detail. Thank you for putting the toilet seat down. Thank you for picking up your socks. Thank you for listening to me just talk. It works. Haven't you noticed if somebody tells you something they appreciate about you, you're like, really? I think I'll do more of that. Wait till you see this. Yeah. So it goes. So gratitude, this amazing tool that we can use for our personal growth and for our spiritual growth. And what we find is as we practice it over time, it's like entering into a kind of this unbounded realm of spirit. You know, we really connect with something higher. And all of a sudden, our perspective begins to shift because we're paying attention to what is truly important. And we see that all of our problems, our so-called problems, are really stories that we're making up, are they not? It's a story we made up. It comes and it goes, it's here and it's gone. Behind all of it is the grace of God. Behind all of it is this wide open field of consciousness that we call God. And from that very vast perspective, our problems can seem very, very small if we even notice them at all. Several years ago, I worked at Silent Unity. It's the 24/7 prayer ministry for Unity. You can call it, I'm telling you, anytime or day or night. 1-800-NOW-PRAY. You can call there and they will pray with you. And so this woman called me. Well, she actually called Silent Unity and I answered the phone. And she said, I'm near the end of my life. I maybe only have a few more days to live. I just wanted to call and say thank you to Silent Unity. I want to thank you for all the times you've been there for me, all the times I've called for help and you've helped lift me up. And I just really want to say, generally, she said, I just want to say thank you. I'm just feeling so filled with gratitude. I'm so grateful for my life, this wonderful life I've led. And then she said something, I don't know why this just stayed with me. She said, I just love this big old blue and green planet of ours. I love the people on it. I'm so grateful. We can live that way every day. It's a simple choice. We can choose, as they say, to see the glass half full or half empty. So we can worry about our bills, or we can give thanks that we have the resources, or we'll find the resources to pay them. We can criticize our partner, or our friend, or we can appreciate the fact that they are here in this life with us and all the wonderful things they do right. We can complain about our health, or we can appreciate the wonders of the human body and our body's innate capacity to heal. And aren't we living in the most marvelous of times when there are more resources available for healing than ever before? Taking it one step further, we can be in despair about the state of our nation and politics, or we can give thanks that we live in a democracy where we have the right to vote, and we can vote for who represents us. How many of you are going to vote on November 6th or already have? You better do it, my friends. A lot on the line here. And honestly, when it comes to democracy, if I may say, I think it's a matter of use it or lose it. Get out there and vote. So all of this is so much to be grateful for, isn't it? You know, gratitude is like stepping out of the fast-moving stream of life to appreciate the flow. And so with that in mind, we're going to have a little appreciation in this moment. Over the weekend, we held 3 meetings about our Turning Point campaign, and we were just, oh my gosh, I'm glad there weren't any more because I was just getting so choked up, and Tony and Lisa were presenting with me, and each meeting we were more emotional, right, Tony? But it made us realize how much we love Unity Renaissance, how it's changed our lives, how much it means to us, and so now you have an opportunity to experience that same thing. In your bulletin, you have a little colored index card. I'd like you to pull that out, maybe lift the lights a little bit so people can see. If you need a pen, just raise your hand. Our ushers will bring you a pen. Keep them up till they get to you. And what I'd like you to do is to write on that card what you're grateful for about Unity Renaissance. If you're new today, this could be as simple as, this is a comfortable chair. Right at the top, I am grateful for. And then write on the card what you are most grateful for about this place. Take just a couple moments. We're going to collect these later and we'll display them on our gratitude wall. As you complete your card, what I invite you to do is to turn to the person sitting next to you, tell them what's on your card. Let them tell you. It's going to take a minute for this. Share with them and listen to them. grateful. Maybe you made a new friend there. I hope so. After the love offering, we'll collect those cards from you. They'll be on display after the service. But for now, just appreciate how good that felt. Way of connecting with each other and with something higher than ourselves. Let's prepare now for our meditation. I invite you to take a deep breath in and close your eyes. Breathing in this beautiful spirit energy. And release and let it go. Imagine for a moment breathing in and out through your heart space. As you are breathing in and out through your heart steadily, I invite you to bring into your mind's eye someone you dearly love, someone who is so special to you in your life, who has blessed you, who makes a difference simply by being there for you. Bring their image into your heart and your mind and whisper a silent thank you. Now turn your attention, your mind's eye, and breathing in and out through your heart. Let's bring up the images of your family and your friends. Maybe you go through their images one by one in your mind, taking this sort of sweet voyage of spirit, connecting through your heart with each of them. Wherever they are today, whatever they're doing, thank you. Thank you for being such a blessing in my life. Feel it in every cell of your being. Thank you. And I invite you now to just hold in mind this spiritual community and the community and the world far beyond these walls. All the people out there, everyone trying to find their way, work through their stuff, know who they truly are, and find a sense of peace and joy in life. Send them a blessing. Blessing of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for being here, being a fellow traveler on this journey of life. Just as the woman who called silent unity, bring into your mind's eye and into your heart this big old blue and green planet turning on its axis out there in space. Know that there's enough love in you to wrap all the way around that earth, our earth. Take a moment to simply breathe into gratitude for life, the wonders of spirit expressing in the silence. hearts are filled with thankfulness, our cups overflow. We feel this uptick in energy within us and a joy springing forth. Thank you. Thank you, sweet Spirit, for all the blessings that pour down on us and through us and as us every single day. Thank you, God.